for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Thanksgiving weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park. Friday, November 26th, 2004. Diane Bejew is the minister on...
This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day.
I tell you, when you don't feel like anything else, you need to praise the Lord.
Amen.
And when I go to town, I spend most of my time praising the Lord. It's just me and the Lord, and I can do all the things I got to do in town. I don't know who does them all when I'm not here, but it seems like every day I have a dozen things to do when I go to town. But it's just a good time to praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Diane Bejew is going to come and take that wild Cajun place of her husband this morning, and she'll be a little calmer than he is. She tries to calm him down, but it's useless. Can't be done. Good morning. Good to see you. Okay, Diane. And don't forget now, the men's will meet here at 1:15 and the ladies upstairs at 1:15. Okay. And when she prays for the food, the morning service will be over, whether it's morning or afternoon.
Hallelujah. Can you hear me? Okay. Praise God. Well, the first thing I have to do is ask all of you to forgive me. I made a statement last night. I said, I will see you all at 6 o'clock in the morning for intercessory prayer. And guess what? I wasn't here. And this is really good because it goes with the message that the Lord gave me during the night and this morning. He said, I think I'd rather you spend time with me. I have something to speak to you. So I do ask you to forgive me for not being here this morning. Amen. I won't blame it on that. Hallelujah. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you, Father, it is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, I humbly bow myself to you as your servant, Father. I ask that the words that come out of my mouth are directly from this throne room, Father, and nothing of me, nothing of self is spoken, Father. Lord, I ask you to pierce every heart, Father, that it would bring about change, Father. Lord, I just ask you that they can take this word home with them, Father. Lord, and that they'll begin to meditate on the things that you have said. And I ask you, Lord, that it will bring change in their lives. And we thank you for it. We give you all the glory and honor in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. The name of the message, the title of the message this morning is The Word Speak. Wednesday morning, there were a few of us that were gathered, or Thursday morning, a few of us gathered for intercessory prayer. And as we were praying, Doc went around asking, what did the Lord lay on your heart today? What has the Lord laid on your heart? And I said, the thing that the Lord has laid on my heart is, Word of God speak, let it come down like rain. And so I believe that the Lord spoke to me to use this as a message today. The Word speaks. Amen. The very first thing, let's turn to Proverbs 4:20. And it's a very familiar passage to all of us. Proverbs 4:20-22 says, my son. And you know when it says my son, it means you put your own name there. And if you write in your Bible, I would write my name right there, just as I've done. So I have mine says, Diane, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. We're going to talk about three things this morning. We're going to talk about the Word of God instructs, the Word of God speaks, and the Word of God declares. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, let's turn to our main text, which will be Joshua. Go to Joshua 6, another very familiar passage. And let me read our text. Joshua 6, verses 10 through 16. Everybody there? Say amen.
Amen.
Let me know you're still in here. Hallelujah. And Joshua, who was a prophet and a priest, had commanded the people, saying, you shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout. Then shall you shout. So the ark of the Lord compassed the city, going about it once. And they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priest took up the ark of the Lord. And seven priests bearing seven trumpets of ram's horn before the ark of the Lord went on continually and blew with the trumpets. And the armed men went before them, but the rearward came after the ark of the Lord, the priest going on and blowing the trumpets. And the second day they compassed the city once and returned into the camp. So they did 6 days. And it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day, and compassed the city about the same manner seven times. Only on that day they compassed the city seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time, when the priest blew the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord has given you the city. The word of God instructs. Hearing changes your atmosphere. Hearing changes your atmosphere. So I guess we better look at what is atmosphere. Atmosphere is a pervading or surrounding influence or spirit. It's a general mood. Let me repeat that. It's a pervading or surrounding influence or spirit. It's a general mood. It is your attitude. Basically, it's your attitude. So I ask you this morning, what's surrounding you? Is love, joy, peace, the love of the Father, kindness, are those things surrounding you? Or are you being surrounded by confusion? Are you being surrounded by anger and disappointment? Are you being surrounded by saying, I'm all washed up. I'm over the hill. God can't use me anymore. He's using all the young people, but he's not going to use me anymore. Is that surrounding you? And I want you to stop, and I want you to listen if you want to change your attitude. We saw in verse 10 that Joshua commanded the people. Well, the only way Joshua could command the people is if God spoke to him and if the priest heard God. So we know that Joshua heard the voice of God. And in Revelation 1:6, it says that we're kings and we're priests of God. Is that right? Are you a king? Are you a priest?
Amen.
Come on, I got to have something more than that. Come on. Woo. I tell you what, everybody stand up. Everybody stand up and loosen up a little bit. Hallelujah. Come on, just say hallelujah. Give some praise to the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Say, I want to hear the word today.
I will receive the word today.
This day.
This day.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. So as a priest of God, you hear God. And what you hear from God has rule over you. Is that right?
Right.
It has rule over you. But you have to hear God. So what did they hear? They heard that they needed to what? To be still. To be quiet. That there would be no speaking. Psalm 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. So it wasn't only right here that he said, be quiet, be still, no talking. You know, we love to talk. But he says, be quiet, be still. Because if you're so busy talking, guess what? You're not listening. And then if you're listening to someone else talk, generally, while they're talking, you're so busy thinking about what you're going to say that you don't even hear what's being said. You're so busy with busyness. So in this scripture, in verse 10, it says, there's a time word in there that it says, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you to shout. So they listened, and they were quiet and quiet. And, you know, quiet can be a long time, can't it? It says until. And what happens to us? We begin to get a little antsy, don't we? Well, you know, I heard this message, and I think that God spoke to me and said, let me run over here and do this. Let me go over here. Well, you know what? You were just getting tired of waiting. And so many times we get tired of waiting to hear what God has to say. Or we think maybe if we heard it and it pricked our hearts, that it didn't apply to us. It applied to somebody else. Is that right? A lot of times we think that it applies to somebody else and we don't take it to heart. But he told them, he said, I want you to be quiet. I don't want you to speak until. So let's go back. We'll go back. You don't have to turn there, but we'll go back to Proverbs 20. He said to incline your ear. Incline your ear. So what does that mean? That means stand up here like this and say, okay, God, I'm waiting. Speak. Word of God, speak. No, that's not what it means. That's not what it means at all. If you have a boggled mind, if you have a stressed out mind, if you're confused and all that kind of stuff, it's kind of hard to hear God, isn't it? It's really hard to hear God, is it not? It's hard to hear God. So how do you incline your ear? I was so blessed that the sister played the songs that she did for worship this morning because they were exactly what the message is. The message was played in song first, and then it'll be preached. But this is the holy place. This is the Holy of Holies. So he said, incline your ear. So he says, now I want all of you to just lean, incline. What is an incline? Is an incline straight up? Most of the time an incline is, okay, all of you, come on. I believe in action. All of you, lean your head. Lean your head over. He said, incline your ear. Are you still listening? Is he maybe trying to speak something to you? But he hasn't bid you to come yet, has he? So you just keep listening. And you don't move. You just keep listening until the Father speaks to you. And he says, come, this is what I want you to do. It may be going over to your neighbor's house and praying for them. It may be any number of things that he would want you to do. But he wants you to come and to stay in his presence. We used to sing that song, In the Presence of Jehovah. And you know what? It's all about being in the presence of Jehovah. It's all about being relational. It's all about hearing what the Father says. It's all about letting the Word speak to you and speak to your heart. It's all about having that relationship with the Father, the love of the Father. When I was a young girl, when I was 16, my daddy died at my feet. That was the most traumatic thing that ever happened to me in my life because I was only 16 years old. But I lost my father. Now, my dad was a wonderful Christian man. He brought his children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. He lined us up every Sunday morning and gave us our tithe money. And we took it to church. We were in church every time the doors opened. He was a godly man. But I lost my father. I lost my dad before my dad could come to me and impart the Father's blessing. I don't know that Daddy even knew that, but I lost it before he could come and impart the Father's blessing. Let me tell you what that did to me. I'm just following the Holy Ghost. Somebody needs to hear this. Let me tell you what that did to me. That caused me to get so angry at God that I didn't want to have anything to do with him. Yet at that young age, I knew that I was called of God. I knew that he had a plan and a purpose for my life. But I got mad at him. And I ran as fast and as hard as I could the other way. But you know what? God doesn't leave us desolate, does he? You can run and you can run and you can run. And there's somebody in here today who's running, who's been running a long time. And God says, I've thrown out the line. The hook is in your mouth. And now I'm going to set that hook. I'm setting that hook. I am reeling you back in. You're coming back to the Father's house. You're coming back to the Father's house. This day. This day. Oh, just raise your hands and praise God and come back to the Father's house this day. Hallelujah. This day. He says, keep his words in the midst of your heart. You know, those things that are dearest, nearest and dearest to us, where do we keep them? We keep them in the midst of our heart. When I say that, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Is it the Father? Or is it your child? Is it your spouse? Or is it the Word of God? Is it our Father? You know, I say these things because I had to evaluate myself. I have two wonderful children. I have six grandchildren. They're wonderful. I have a little miracle. I have a little miracle grandchild, Ashlyn Grace. And she'll call and she'll say, Mama, can I pray for you? Granny, can I pray for you? And she prays the most beautiful prayer. You know, I know God's already anointed her as an intercessor. This child prays. She's only 3 years old. So I had to evaluate myself. What was most precious to me? Could I give up those children to go about and do the Father's work? Well, I kind of got off track here, but evidently this is what the Father wanted. But we hear God, and we hear his will, and it changes things. You know, if you're boggled down with a lot of outside things, it's hard to hear God. It's hard to change that attitude. Ladies, it's hard to change that attitude if you're living with somebody who's a negative person. If you're living with somebody who's a critical person. Is that right? Amen. Come on.
Amen.
Is that right?
That's right?
Men, if your wife just yang, 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 yang all the time, it's hard to change that atmosphere and that attitude, is it not? It is. What changes it? The Word of God. What are we talking about today? We're talking about the Word of God. The Word of God instructs. And he's instructed us to be quiet. So if you have all this stuff going on, stop. Just stop. And get before the Father and say, what would you have me do? And then stop and listen. Get some instruction for him. He gave them instructions. He said, just be quiet. Just be quiet. Don't say anything. Don't murmur. Don't complain. Don't question. Don't do anything. Just wait until you hear from me. See, I didn't wait last night until I heard from the Father. I just got up here and made a proclamation. I'll be here at 6 o'clock in the morning. And guess what? That wasn't what the Father was saying to me. That wasn't what the Father was saying. It's your responsibility to hear from God. Hearing God will bring clarity. You know, if you got a lot of little fog going on there, the Word of God will bring clarity. Has it brought clarity to you a time or two?
Yes, amen.
Yes, amen. It brings verification. Does it bring verification to you? Okay, and it changes your mindset. It changes your mindset. The Word of God is not full of negativism. The Word of God is full of promises. It's full of hope. It's full of victory. It's full of things that bring joy and peace to your life. It's full of joy that makes you say, I can do all things. I am a priest. I am a king's kid. I am a queen. Ladies, do you know you're queens before the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. Do you feel like a queen today?
Yes, Lord.
I'm going to ask that question again. Do I have to have a mirror and put it up and say, I am a queen? Ladies, do you feel like a queen today?
Amen. Yes.
We got a lot of work to do. They don't feel like queens. Yes, we feel like queens We're queens and kings and priests unto the Lord. Amen. Amen. So verse 11, let's go on a little bit. It says, so we understand that in verse 10 it says, don't shout, don't do anything. Just be quiet and listen to me and hear the voice of God. So verse 11 says, so the ark of the Lord. Now, what is the ark of the Lord? It's the presence of the Lord. So the presence of the Lord went around the city. Now, the city is the church. I know maybe some of you don't have a local assembly, don't have a local church, but a local assembly is where God speaks to his priest and you hear the word and you just pray and believe God to put you in a local assembly in your city, in your town where you can function. Brother Ronnie and I used to travel an hour one way to go to church. Let me tell you what, we stretched pennies back then. We had this old clunker car that left smoke and killed mosquitoes for 2 miles down the road. We were there every Sunday morning, and I don't know why we didn't stay there, but we would drive there, and we'd come home, and we'd drive back that night, and we'd come back. So don't let distance be an excuse for not having a local local church. Another thing is, I know some young people say, well, I have children, and it's hard to get them ready and take them, and, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da. My mother had 10 children. Honey, and we were there early every Sunday morning, every time the church doors were open. So that's really, that's an excuse. That's an excuse. Amen? So we're a light on top of a hill, and we need to let our light shine so that others can see Jesus in us. Others can see Jesus in us. But I ask you this, when you look in the mirror, what do you see? Do you see Jesus? Or do you see wrinkles, gray hair? Do you see Jesus? When you're quiet before the Lord, you not only hear his voice, you feel his presence. You know, you can just be before him. And sometimes it's very hard to be, it's very hard to be quiet a long, long time. But all of a sudden, the glory of the Lord and the presence of the Lord will just start at the top. And it'll just flood your entire being from top to bottom. From top to bottom. Have you experienced that? Just do like this. Just close your eyes and let's just be quiet for a moment and just feel his presence envelop us. Has God made his presence known to you? Did you feel him pouring that oil over your head? I believe you have. Hallelujah. In verse 12 it says, Joshua rose early in the morning and took up the ark of the Lord. He got up early. When you get up early and you spend, that's a wonderful time to spend with the Lord. Start out your day. Have communion with him. It's a time to say, Lord, is there anything between you and me? And wait. Sometimes there is. Sometimes there isn't. Is there anything between you and me? Did you do that this morning? Is there anything between you and me, Lord? You know, if there's something between you and someone else, there's something between you and the Lord. What does he say to do? He says, go to your brother. Go to your sister. Make those things right. Does it hurt to do that? Yes. Is it humbling to do that? Yes. Does the Father expect us to do that? He wants us to do it in obedience to him. I remember one time when I had to forgive a person who had hurt me deeply. Can't even begin to tell you how deeply. But before I could get past anything else, before I could go on, I had to go to that person and say, I forgive you. Before I did that, I said, Lord, I don't know if I can forgive that person. He said, do it in obedience to me. So I did. And you know what? We're friends today. God's done a miracle. We're friends today. He'll do the same for you. Maybe it's that child. Maybe it's that son or daughter. Maybe it's that ex-husband or ex-wife. Maybe it's that minister that hurt you. Maybe it's that employer. Maybe it's your best friend that deserted you and hurt you. Make it right with them. And so in the morning when you're communing and you're saying, Lord, is there anything between me and you? And you've got your eyes closed. This is the way he does it with me. I see a little picture. I see a little face. And guess what? He didn't just show me that face for no reason. He says, that's the one. And then all of a sudden you recall that incident that maybe you didn't. You just kind of brushed it off, stuffed it down in there. But God says, it's time now. It's time. What are you going to do with that? Are you going to allow the Word of God to speak and to instruct in the presence of Jehovah? And you know what? Once you do that, just in obedience to Him, once you do that, 1,000 pounds are lifted off of you. Thousands of pounds are lifted off of you. And when you see that person again, most of the times you don't even remember the incident. And you're able to go up to them and hug them and love them. And then you can say, the Holy Spirit will bring it to you and say, you know what? I did that finished work. I did that work because you let me. I did that work because you came into my presence. I did that work because you have a relationship with me. Amen? Yes, you're a lot quieter with me, Ronnie, than you. Hallelujah. So let's talk about the Word of God speaks. There's that song out. You may have heard that song, Word of God Speak. Would you come down like rain? I love that song. So let's look at verse 13. It says, and 7 priests bearing 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord went on. What is that word? Continually. That's another time word. Continually. And blew with the trumpets, and the armed men went before them. So praying activates God's spiritual force. In Jude 20, it tells us, but you, write your name there, Diane. Write your name. You, Diane, build up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. You know, you could pray in the Holy Ghost all the time. When you're driving in your car, you're praying in the Holy Ghost. Either have a, you know, you could, you know that radio, or that CD player, it has an off button? So you could just be in there praising God and talking to Him, talking to the Father, praying in the Holy Ghost. You can be in the store shopping and just praying in the Holy Ghost. And He'll direct you. He'll expedite your time. And it'd just be wonderful for you. But just pray in the Holy Ghost. And, you know, you're surrounded with that hedge of protection at the same time. In 1 Thessalonians 5:17, it says what? All of you know that scripture. Pray without ceasing. And that's what it means. I think someone asked yesterday, how do you pray without ceasing? How do you pray all the time? You know what? It's a matter of discipline. It's a matter of training. It's a matter of what you put first. What you put first. Hallelujah. It's a heart issue. It's really a heart issue. What's in your heart to do? What's in your heart to do? It's a heart issue. Everything that we do, I know this is a little rabbit I'm chasing here, but everything that you do is a heart issue. You don't do something because of, you do something because of, you pick and choose, and you claim that it's something else, but it's a heart issue. It's all a heart issue. What was God's heart? God's heart was to give the very best to His children. To give the very best to His children. If you want to stay angry at somebody, guess what? That's a heart issue. It's because you don't want to. They deserve that punishment. Is that right? They deserve that. Who are you hurting? You're hurting yourself. You're hurting yourself. Hallelujah. The intercessors came in at that time. He talked about the trumpets, the 7 trumpets, but he talked about the trumpets. And I just want to touch on this just a little bit about a trumpet, the trumpet being the prophetic mantle. Because I believe that's the way that God is flowing in this particular camp meeting. And we know that usually in a camp meeting, there's a thread that's woven through that determines what the whole theme of the camp is, and I believe there's a prophetic mantle over this camp meeting this time. But when you're praying as the priest of God, when you put the trumpet to your mouth, put your trumpet to your mouth. When you put the trumpet to your mouth, the word of God begins to be uttered. The word of God begins to be uttered when you put that trumpet to your mouth. It's not when this pastor or this prophet or that apostle puts it. It's when you put that trumpet to your mouth, the word of God begins to be uttered. Now, the trumpet is, or a horn, it represents power. It represents strength. It represents defense. And the mantle of the prophetic utterance begins to rise. And that's as you begin to pray. When you begin to speak as the wisdom of God. Let me give you an example of what we do so many times. We'll start praying. Now, many of us stop right there, don't we? But you begin to pray. Y'all can join me. So as we begin to pray and pray and with the expectation, the word of God and the prophetic word will come forth. I believe that somebody has a prophetic word here today. I believe that God wants to use somebody or wanted to use somebody to usher in what some of the things God wanted to say to his body today. And you do that through the praying in the Spirit and allowing the prophetic utterance to come forth. Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. So what does the Word of God do? What was the first thing we talked about? The Word of God instructs. And then the Word of God speaks. So we go from hearing, we go to his presence with the Ark of the Covenant, we go to intercession. Prayer will arm you for battle. Prayer will arm you for battle. Prayer will arm you for battle. Hallelujah. 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 God speaks directly to you and the Word of God declares. The Word of God declares. Now in verse 16 it says, and it came to pass at the seventh time, when the priests blew the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. The word of God declares. You have to make your declaration. It doesn't do any good for me to make a declaration for you, even though I can kind of lead you into it. It does me no good. It does you no good for me to make the declaration for you. It's just like when you've made a vow. When you've made a vow, you know, years ago you probably made vows. Even maybe today some of you still make vows. I'll never do this. I'll never do that. I'll never be like my mama. I'll never be like my daddy. I'm not going to raise my kids that way. That amazing grace stuff, it's not going to take place in my house. My little daughter Wendy did that, and today she's the most wonderful little Christian mama raising her kids in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, and I tell you, I'm just so blessed that amazing grace lives at her house. But those vows that you make, that you have made, you have to break. And you need to speak to the Lord and say, Lord, show me what vows I have made in the past so I can break them.
Amen.
So I can break them. Will you do that? Will you ask the Lord to show you what vows need to be broken? So when the Word of God declares, and we talked about it instructs, it speaks, it declares, when the Word of the Lord declares, then victory comes to your house. Are any of you in need of victory today?
Amen.
That's only two or three. Are any of you in need of victory today?
Amen.
Okay. Well, then victory comes down from the heavenlies. He says, when you shout, those walls will come down. So we praise at that time. You shout, you praise, you dance. You break those vows. You tear down those walls. You make those declarations, and you will get your victory today. If you came in with a problem, if you came in with something on your heart that isn't just right, if you will make your declarations today, God will be there to meet you, and he will give you the victory. If you're serious about it, he will give you the victory in this thing. And like I said, I can't do it for you. The trumpet blows. You need to incline your ear. See what God says. And only those who are listening, only those who are listening will hear and act on what the Word of God is saying. Amen? Thank you, Father. If you have a wall that needs broken, that needs to come down, it could be the wall of pride. It could be a wall of anger. It could be any kind of wall that you have. If you have a wall that needs to come down, if you have declarations that need to be made, if you have vows that need to be broken, I want you to stand to your feet right now. Stand to your feet right now. Stand to your feet right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Now I'm going to ask the rest of you, if you'll just stay seated in a prayerful, prayerfully. And the scripture says that they walked around the city seven times. On the seventh time, the trumpet blew. And when that trumpet blew, they began to shout. They began to make their proclamations. And the walls came down. Do you want your walls coming down today? Are you serious about wanting those walls to come down? God will meet you where you are. So I'll ask the pianist if she'll just cease from praying right now. Those that are of you that are seated, if you'll just remain there prayerfully. But if the Lord shows you something, if the Holy Spirit shows you something, I want you to join these. And I'm going to ask my husband if he will lead the way. And what we're going to do, those of you standing, we're going to walk around the sanctuary without speaking, without uttering a word, not one word, not one sound in the sanctuary today, right now. And I'm going to ask him to lead the way. And if you'll file out in just a moment, you'll go around, and on the seventh time, he will blow the trumpet, and you will begin to shout, pull down those walls. You just have a Holy Ghost fit if you want to, whatever you want to do. And I believe that God will meet you there, that he sees your heart, and he will meet you there. Amen. Shout! Shout! Bring your walls down!
Clap your hands, all ye people, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Clap your hands, all ye people, shouting to God with a voice of Hosanna, Hosanna. Shout to God with a voice of triumph.
Victory, hallelujah. Victory! Victory is mine today! Shout unto the Lord! Shout unto the Lord! Victory is mine! I claim it! Oh, I claim you got it! Hallelujah! Yes! Hallelujah! And shout unto God with the voice of praise! Praise Him! Shout unto God with the voice of praise! Clap your hands, all ye people! Shout unto God with the voice of triumph! Clap your hands! Yes, hallelujah!
Shout unto God with the voice of
Hosanna! Hosanna! Shout unto God with the voice of
triumph!
Praise Him! Praise Him! Shout unto God with the voice of praise! Clap your hands, all ye people! Shout unto God! Woo! Come on, let's get free today! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hosanna! Hosanna! Shout unto God with the voice of triumph! Praise Him! Praise Him! Shout unto God with the voice of praise! Clap your hands, all ye people! Take a neighbor and help him shout, oh Lord! Hallelujah! Hosanna! Hosanna! Shout unto God with the voice of triumph! Praise Him! Praise Him! Shout unto God with the voice of praise! Clap your hands, all ye people! Shout unto God with the voice of triumph! Clap your hands, all ye people!
Shout unto God with the voice of
praise! Oh, hallelujah! Hosanna! Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah!
Praise Him,
praise Him! Shout unto God with the voice of praise. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of praise. Hosanna, Hosanna. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Praise Him, praise Him. Shout unto God with the voice of praise. Clap your hands. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hosanna, Hosanna. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Praise Him, praise Him. Shout unto God
with the voice of praise.
Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of praise. Woo, I think the Lord's going to manifest Himself to you in a way you have no idea. Just let it be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Shout unto God with the
voice of praise.
Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout
with the voice of
triumph. Yes, Lord. Hands, all ye people. Shout unto God
with the voice of praise. Hosanna,
Hosanna. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Praise Him, praise Him. Shout unto God with the voice of praise. Clap your hands, all ye people.
Shout unto God with the voice of
praise. Woo, glory. Hallelujah! 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 Hosanna! Woo! Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord! Thank you, Lord! Shout unto God with the voice of Hosanna! All ye people, shout unto God with the voice of triumph! Clap your hands, all ye people! Shout unto God with the voice of praise! Hosanna! Hosanna! Shout unto God with the voice of triumph! Praise Him! Praise Him!
Shout unto God with the voice of praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, when we get to glory, we're just going to be praising God all the time. This is just practice for you. Hallelujah.
Hosanna,
Hosanna. Shout unto God with the voice of praise. Him, praise Him. Shout unto God with the voice of praise. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of praise. Hosanna, Hosanna. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Praise Him, praise Him. Shout unto God with the voice of praise.
Clap your hands, all ye people.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hosanna. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Praise Him. Praise Him. Shout unto God with the voice of praise.
Clap your hands, all ye people.
Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Clap your hands, all ye people. The voice of praise. Hosanna. Hosanna. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Praise Him. Praise Him.
Oh, we can't stop till everybody has their victory. We can't stop till everybody has.
something. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Lord Jesus, you all have seen a bunch of, today we've seen spiritual bondages broken. A lot of you, some of you have said in your hearts, this is a bunch of foolish. I felt it. Some of you said this is a bunch of... I want to show you something. I want you to open your Bibles now, please. First, we will open it to 2 Kings, chapter 13. Here, Joash, a great king of Israel, Elijah the prophet has become sick, and he is sent for the king. And the king comes in, and he looks at him. And here in chapter 13, verse 14 says, Elijah has become sick with an illness for which he would die. And Joash, the king of Israel, came down to him and wept over his faith and said, my father, the chariots and of Israel and their horsemen. What he's saying to them there is he realizes that the safety of Israel is tied up in the health of God's prophet. The prophet who said to his servant, look out there, there are more of them than they are of us than they are of them. And he looked out, and there that place was surrounded. He opened their eyes, and he was surrounded with chariots and horsemen of fire. And he said, oh, Lord. And so here, this is a prophet that is dying, and he says, oh, God, this is the protection of Israel. And Elijah, verse 15, said to him, take a bow and some arrows. And he took the bow and the arrows. And then said to the king of Israel, put your hand on the bow. And he put his hand on the bow, and Elijah put his hand on the king's hand. And he said, open the window to the east. And he opened it. He said, shoot! And he shot the arrow. The arrow of God's deliverance from Syria. And then he said, for you must strike the Assyrians and Aphek till you destroy them. He said, take some of the arrows. And he took some of the arrows. And he said to the king of Israel, strike the ground. So he struck it 3 times. And the man of God was wroth with him. He said, you have struck it 5 or 6 times. So now you should have struck Assyria till you destroyed it. But now you shall strike Syria only 3 times. Elijah died. They defeated Syria 3 times, and Syria overtook them. Under the anointing, he did something that didn't make sense. He shot an arrow out the window. Then he said, take the arrows and hit the ground. But the deliverance of the nation was tied up in those things that were done under the direction of the anointed leader. Now let me show you another one. Open your Bibles to Joshua chapter 8. Now him, a little city named Ai, was so small they only sent a few soldiers, but they fell before them because there was sin in the camp. And they came back, and they repented of the sin. And then they went back, and he said, stand on the hill, Joshua. And here in verse 18, he said, the Lord said to Joshua, then the Lord said to Joshua, stretch out your spear that is in your hand. And for towards Ai, and I will give it to your hand. Joshua stretched out his hand, and the ambush arose quickly from their place. As soon as he stretched out his hand, they entered the city, and they took it. And when the men of Ai saw and looked behind, and so forth. And when Joshua saw, and as long as Joshua held the spear out, look at verse 26. But Joshua did not draw back his hand, which he'd stretched out with a spear, until they had utterly destroyed the city. God told Moses to go up on the hill and hold up the rod of God. And when he held up the rod, the Amalekites were destroyed. He got tired, and the rod came down, and the Amalekites began to rise up. And Aaron and Hur came and lifted up his arms until they were utterly destroyed. So when the anointed praise leader tells you could do something, do it. For God wants obedience. And I say to you, those of you that need to repent, that didn't, because who's in this room does not have a mountain in their life they need to speak to? We all have mountains. He says, say to this mountain, be thou removed, speak to the mountain, and it shall become a flat plain, it shall be removed into the sea. If you don't think you've got a mountain in your life, then you better talk to God. Because as you walk down the street, you see beggars on the street, you see sick people walking around, and you see folks that aren't saved. And they are a mountain to God, and they are, and Jesus Christ loves them, and He wants them all to come to salvation, and He wants you to pray for it. And you ain't got no other mountain. You got that one. I say to you this day. Now, Lord, I think I want all of you to stand. I'm not going to point things. But those who said in their heart, this is foolishness, we're going to repent for all of you. Say, dear Lord, forgive us, Lord. Touch us, Lord. We repent, Lord. We break the curse of disobedience, Lord. On me and my lineal descendants, my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, and my great-great-grandchildren, and my lineal descendants forever. In the name of Jesus. Lift the curse of disobedience off of me, Lord. And my family forever. I thank you, Lord. And I stand before you, Lord God. And Lord, I stand and give me the victory, Lord God. Give me the victory. Give me the victory. I speak to doubt and unbelief. And I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to disobedience. I speak to pride. In the name of Jesus, I speak to the spirit of pride that has stubbornness, and I speak to that stubborn spirit, that disbelieving spirit, and the rebellious spirit, that bitter spirit, and I bind it and I break it in God's name. I break that bitter spirit, that stubborn spirit, that stiff-necked spirit in the name of Jesus. And I command it to come out of God's people. Now, in Jesus' name, I speak to the spirits of rejection, being rejected by father, by mother, by friends, by brothers, by wife, by the society, by bosses, in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind that spirit of rejection, that fear and pride have come into God's people. And we speak healing and restitution to them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Everybody take a deep breath now and let it go. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Now, Lord, fill your people, Lord. Let your love come down. Fill your people with a gentle and a quiet spirit that's precious in your sight, Lord God. Touch them, Lord. Turn their hearts to righteousness, Lord God. Turn their hearts. Turn us, O Lord God, and we will be turned, Lord God. Turn us, O Lord, and we will be turned unto you, Lord God. This we ask in the name of Jesus. And all God's people said, now I break all the infirmity spirits. I bind all the infirmity spirits that have come in from rebellion and stubbornness, which is an iniquity unto idolatry. Stubbornness. I bind the spirits of stubbornness that brings in the root of bitterness, brings in arthritis, high blood pressure, obesity in the name of Jesus, brings in gluttony in the name of Jesus Christ, brings in alcoholism, brings in the loss of soul, that they will, it says, whoredom, wine, and new wine take away the soul, and leaves you with children that are learningly disabled in the name of Jesus Christ, who've lost part of their soul and been replaced by demons. In the name of Jesus, we break this curse now in the name of Jesus Christ from the stubborn spirits, and we speak healing and restoration. Healing, Lord. Lord, let your spirit come down now. As you send out the war angels, Lord, and gather up all the soul, every fragment of soul. Lord, you said you'd restore our soul. Restore now, Lord God. I speak restoration in the name of Jesus. That with the caterpillar, the canker worm, and the palmer worm is stolen. I speak healing now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And all God's books say, amen.
For yea, the Lord would send to thee, for truly saith God, this is the time of reformation, saith the Lord. Yea, I declare unto thee this day, the heavens shall be opened unto thee. And yea, saith the Lord, for the four corners of the earth, even the four corners of my heaven, saith the Lord, will declare this unto thee this day. Yea, for the wind shall blow from the north, and righteous judgment shall come, saith the Lord. And yea, I will begin to restore and refresh true worshippers, saith the Lord. And yea, the wind shall blow from another corner from the south, saith God. And yea, there shall be a refreshing of thy soul, and I shall move like never before, saith the Lord. And yea, I shall call upon the west wind of my spirit, saith the Lord. And yea, thy enemy shall be declared and destroyed, for I have given thee power and authority over all the powers of the enemy. And yea, saith the Lord, I shall come, yea, even again from the east, and the east shall speak to you, saith the Lord, at the beginning of a new day, saith God. For this is a new day and a new hour, saith the Lord. Reformation has begun, saith the Lord. It has begun in you, saith the Lord. I am sweeping over, yea, over the countenance of America, saith the Lord. For there shall come a fresh wind and a fresh breath, saith the Lord. Be not dismayed, and be not troubled even in thy own soul, saith the Lord. For thou shalt surely hear, saith God, and yea, thou shalt receive instructions. And truly thou shalt begin to have utterance like never before. And I will even call thee to stand upon the winds of God. And yea, thou shalt begin to prophesy a word to a deaf ear that will hear. Thou wilt begin to stand upon dry bones and speak to them, saith the Lord. And they shall rise and live again. For I send to thee, be not dismayed and be not fearful, for the Lord thy God is in thy midst of thee. And I say to the house, there shall come even a shaking, but don't be afraid of the shaking, saith the Lord, but there must come a shaking first, saith God. For that which is not of me, I will take it out of the way. But everything that will remain in clarity and pureness, saith the Lord, it shall rise even to another level. And yea, thou shalt even soar with the wings of an eagle. Thou shalt soar over troubled times. And yea, there shalt be many troubled times, saith the Lord. But look not at the trouble, saith God. Just begin to soar over the problems and situations. And know as you begin to praise me, I will begin to raise this one up. And yea, raise this one up. And the prophetic sound shall come upon the earth, yea, even upon this house. And the Lord shall bring forth clarity. And yea, he shall speak. And there shall none that will be misunderstood. And even the deaf ears shall come off. And they which have not heard shall hear. And they which have not spoken shall begin to speak. For I stir in thee again the winds of God, saith the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord.
And the Lord will say unto you, I accept you, begin to speak a positive word. I am that I am that I am. That the Father may be glorified. I don't have to seek glory. I'm already glory because he came to redeem me. He came to redeem you. Quit always putting off that day afar off. We are the sons of the living God right now. And all things are made possible.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
The Lord would say this morning, it is true, the battle is mine. But I would say to you also that you are not only in a natural war in this land, but you are in a spiritual war. And it was a 7-year war that was declared in the year 2001. And you are now like in the fourth year, the third year, the fourth year coming up. And it is a time to recognize the difference between the enemy and me, says the Lord. It is a time to know that you know that you know my voice, says the Lord. It is a time that when I speak to you and say go this way or go that way, that you will obey and that you will know it is my way because of my word and because you have my word dwelling in you, says the Lord. It is an hour that you must draw closer to me than you have ever been. Because it is vitally important that you know my voice, says the Lord. And you must be able to move in a moment's notice. It is an hour of need of great discernment and wisdom that comes only from me, says the Lord. And you are in dire need in the body of Christ of a true spirit of discernment and wisdom. So it is an hour to cry out to me, says the Lord, and to beg of me and plead of me an outpouring of mercy and grace on this nation, an outpouring of my spirit upon my body, says the Lord, because my body has been walking in great deception and great misunderstanding and great traditions that are not of me. And it is an hour for all of these things to be put aside, to be laid aside, to inquire of me, as the sister said this morning, to know those things that are of me, and to walk in those things that are of me. It is an hour when you will be separated from friends and loved ones who have been there with you for many, many years, but who will choose to stay in their comfort zones. And it's an hour that I am taking you into a new day, each day. Each day is new in me, says the Lord. And I am about to show you things that you have never even imagined in your heart. You are going to see me act in more powerful ways, more miraculous ways, more salvation coming to those that are lost. But deliverance is the children's bread. And don't try to put deliverance on those that are not saved. Get them saved and get them into the house of the Lord and let me deal with them then. But this is the hour for my people to take advantage of that which is available to them at the Father's table. So it's an hour to press in. It's an hour to praise. Did I not send Judah out in the front of the warriors? So Judah represents the praise, and the praise is in my people in this hour. If you look at the natural, you'll want to go crawl in a cave and stay there. But you cannot look at the natural. You have to look at me, and you have to know that there were more in the mulberry trees that were coming out. You have to look at the mulberry trees and see and know that the angelic host is there waiting at my bid to send them, says the Lord. So call unto me and look unto me and trust me, says the Lord, for the hour is drawing nigh when no man will know who stands with them and who stands against them. But just know that I stand firm, says the Lord.
Praise you, Lord God. Quite a warning to say, but that is a warning that should be heeded, that you should hear God's voice. You should seek His face, to hear His voice, that you should be led by Him. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. And so, seek God's face, be led by Him, and then you can speak to the mountain, and the mountain will move. Thank you and praise and bless you and glorify you. Praise you, Lord. Anything else? Lord Jesus, I thank you now. We seal this shut now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it. We seal the prophetic word shut, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We ask you to bless the food now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless those who cooked it and those who are going to eat it, Lord. We thank you and we praise you and bless you and you glorify. All God's folks said, amen. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.